Hi, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast. This week we've got a full studio. We've got Garoud.
Hey,
say hello.
How's it going?
We've got Peter.
Hi.
And we've also got Dan.
Hello, how are you doing?
And what's your ring name, Garoud?
Sex appeal.
Okay, why is that?
It's not funny for us. yeah, it's the dumbest thing I could think of at the time.
And Dan, what's your ring name?
It was the tax man, but I'm not a tax man anymore, so I don't know whether that's going to have to stick or whether we're going to have to keep
that. I quite liked it. It was kind of throwback to the IRS from the WWF era in the 90s, isn't it?
No, it is. Yeah. And I just thought it was funny because I was a tax accountant, but
So you're fighting next week. It's only a week away now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's only a week away.
And you're going to be fighting under the tax man?
I suppose so. I was thinking the albatross. Because
We did talk about this, and I said, you know that's a sexual position.
I didn't know this.
And I think we decided not to do that.
I'm too young for the sort of things, the sort of knowledge that Gavin has at his disposal.
Thanks, mate.
It's very...
How old are you, Dan?
How old am I? How old do you think I am, Gavin?
I think you're about 27.
27?
Yeah.
I'm 23.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of some people guess a lot younger, some people guess a lot older. I teach kids chess as like a part-time job
now. I bet they think you're ancient.
They think I'm 40.
Really? Yeah, that's an insult right there. Peter, what is your ring name?
My ring name is the Actuator.
And why is that?
Well, it's a pun on actuary, which is my profession.
Okay. So you decide how likely someone is to die. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Hopefully not in the ring, and if it has to happen, hopefully not me.
How likely is John to die in this next coming bout?
John is not likely to die. No. I shall treat John as gently as I can.
So who are you fighting, Peter?
I'm fighting John Wood.
Okay.
Who's an architect.
That's right, and he's had one fight, and I think he fought you, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And how did that go?
Well, I beat him, so not very well.
All right. Have you got any tips for Peter going against John?
Beat him on the chess, I'd say.
I think your chess is better, Peter.
Well, it is. I've just been training, and I've been in the ring with three heavyweights, so I think I'm ring ready.
Knock them all down.
Well, that or the other way around, I can't forget which.
Yeah, good. So how's the training going, Peter? I know you've been putting a lot of work in. You've been training during the week, haven't you? Doing a lot of road work.
Yeah, it does take a lot of energy, and it's 2 minutes in the ring each session, and that's sort of explosive energy that you want to keep going. But I'm building on my long-term stamina as well as training on the bag and on shots. So it's all-round training.
Is your plan to try and keep him at bay in the ring and then make sure you have a clear head to beat him on the chessboard?
Definitely keep him at bay in the ring because he's got some awkward shots. But if I see a gap, I'll go for it. But I think I'm probably higher rated. I have a higher rating than he does in the chess, so I'll need to burn him down on that.
Yeah, John's got that rusty gate swinging right hook, hasn't he?
He has, yes. Yeah. I've felt that a couple of times.
Yeah, you've got to be careful for that. A little bit of a dip or something would get you out of that, perhaps. But perhaps you need to, it'd be a good thing to sort of practice that routine, maybe.
Yes, yeah, we're doing a bit of sparring.
So. Yeah, and Garoud, you're fighting Brian Mack?
I am, yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's going to be interesting.
You can't see this, listeners, but Garoud's twizzling his beard, if we'd thought.
Figuring out a game plan, I think we're evenly matched. I think we've chess wise I think it's about 50-50, the games I play with him, it's normally he gets one, I get one. He is insanely fit.
You're quite fit, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
You're not as fit as he is.
No, I'm just gonna have to knock him out in the first round, I guess. My fitness isn't bad. Like I'm definitely one of the fittest out of the guys who come here regularly, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you do in between? Because obviously we only train, I only see you on a Saturday, but do you do any fitness during the week?
Fitness during the week? Not as much as I should be doing. I try to run, I cycle everywhere instead of taking public transport.
Oh, nice.
I go to the gym, but nothing. Yeah.
That's what John does. John Woody cycles everywhere, doesn't he? You just naturally get fit, don't you?
You get used to it.
I used to cycle to work, but I haven't done it for years. It's a real shame, actually. I should get back into that. But And we did talk briefly before we came on the podcast about the Rugby World Cup. So we're recording this on Saturday, the 21st September, I think it is. Or 28th, it must be. And I don't know, we've got some news, have we, Peter, from the World Cup?
Well, it's a bit of sad news for Ireland. They seem to have lost to Japan, which is a great big upset.
What was the score?
Japan 19, Ireland 12. Especially how well Ireland started with their Scotland game. So that's all up in the air now.
What do you think of that? Do you follow the rugby grade?
No, not really. Yeah, well, like I have a general idea.
You like the local sports, don't you? Like,
yeah, that or soccer. Like, yeah, but generally not rugby. Rugby's it's for a different class of people. No, if Ireland are doing well, I follow. I day tripper for Ireland, really. Like, they're up and down. Like, you know, they beat New Zealand a couple of months back.
Wow.
Well,
the All Blacks.
Yeah. And then they did terrible in Six Nations. Then they beat Scotland. And then so it's up and
everyone
down.
Everyone beat Scotland, don't they?
Yeah, they've been well. They were playing well, and like it was confidence restored back home. But straight away, this disappears.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll get out of the group stage easy enough.
So what are Japan like? Are they really a minnow? Because I would have thought you've got the sort of sumo wrestling tradition. Well, do they not have that kind of quite?
They beat some South Africa a couple of years ago.
Did
so
they?
They're okay. A force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's Wales is my team, and they're facing a crunch match tomorrow against Australia, so we'll just have to see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I'll take a break from the training to watch that.
Yeah. So, Dan, we haven't spoken about you. You're fighting Max Gershfield, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Are you prepared to fight a man without shoes on?
A man without shoes on?
Yeah.
If he's willing to fight a man without gloves.
Okay. That's right. And I think, bizarrely, you have a connection with Max, don't you? You were telling me earlier, what's that?
A very deep, intimate connection.
Apart from that, though, what's the other connection?
The intimate, deep connection is we actually went to the same school. And I only learned this when my dad came to watch the season's beatings, but my dad actually taught him maths at school.
Okay. Was he a good pupil?
He was a nice guy, my dad said. I think he was very determined, very strong, very, very aggressive. But, you know, my dad's taught him a lesson in the maths and on the rugby field, and I'm going to teach him a lesson in the boxing ring.
There you have it, Max. If you listen to this, we'd love to hear what you have to think about that. What do you know about Max, Dan, in terms of his fighting and his chess?
I don't know much about his chess. I think our chess is probably quite even from what I've seen. I remember seeing the game against Matt. I don't know, Matt won. But I think Matt threw some bizarre opening at him and he just kind of crumbled. I thought Max beat Matt. He might have beaten him on the boxing on points, but...
No, I thought he beat him on the board, but I could be wrong.
No, you're getting confused with Vincent.
Ah, that's true. Yes, yeah. I am actually.
Matt beat Max on the board. I think his game's similar to mine. He's quite a tactical player, which, you know, obviously that's what you want in chess boxing because it's speed chess. But at the same time, it means that if you're hit from the boxing, if you're concussed from the boxing, then it means you're very open to making mistakes.
So
I think it could go either way on the chess.
So can you explain to the listeners what a tactical player? What does that mean?
A tactical player is someone who. Thinks tactics is technically trying to achieve short-term goals rather than looking at the whole chess game in and of itself. You're not playing positionally. You're not thinking this rook is important because it's on an open file, this bishop is good because it's there.
That's more strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, in this next three moves I can get this discovered check against this king, then I can move this king over there and check it with this knight and fork the queen. That's much more what tactical playing is.
And have you seen any of Max's montage videos?
Yeah, he's crazy. It's very, very clear that he takes all sorts of hard drugs.
I don't think you can say that. Can you?
Can I say that?
I mean, you can say that. I mean,
I only speak the truth, Gavin.
That's not an opinion of London chess folks. I'm sure
Max
doesn't.
All these opinions are my own. I'm sure he is training hard.
So why do you think? Why would you say that?
Just from his videos. Okay. But his videos are quite funny. I think we have a similar sense of humour. So, you know, there can only obviously be one fake 80s man on the circuit.
Well, that's it. So you both go for 80s thumping tunes, don't you?
Absolutely.
What have you gone for this time?
Well, I mean, just to illustrate what Max has put himself into, I've gone for the song Danger Zone.
Okay. See, I think that's got potential for a crowd sing along, definitely.
Definitely. You if you're listening, then be sure to join in.
Hey, Garode, you what song have you gone for?
Why can't we be friends?
That's it. I think you are friends with Brian, aren't you?
Yeah, right. I met him outside the gym, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I mean, I think that could be a sing along potential as well.
It could be, yeah.
I'm trying to convince Matt to go for Sweet Caroline again.
Oh yeah.
Because that's
a
guarantee. He's on second, so that'll be a guaranteed sing along. I think it would set the tone well for the rest of the show, probably. What are you thinking about your?
I hadn't thought about it, but I might go for Seven Seas of Rye by Queen.
All right, okay. You big Queen fan, Peter?
I'm a big Queen fan.
I was going to use that one, actually.
Oh, well, fight you for it.
Well, you've already got the danger. You can't have two.
Well, no, that was my initial. That was a plan I had months and months and months ago.
Well, having said that, I think...
It's a good song, though.
I think Wayne Clark is having three songs mixed together.
All right. So... Well, yeah, he's the God King. He can do whatever he wants.
That's right. We've got a little... I don't want to go into it. I don't want to spoiler alert, but we've got a few things for his entrance. He's quite a showman. So, yeah, watch this space. I think there might be something to do with slam dunking, which would be, excellent. yeah, so have you guys listened to any of the other podcasts? Because we had a really good podcast with Sergio Levesque a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you listened to that.
I did listen to it, yeah. I thought both of their podcasts.
So none of you listened to the podcast that you're now on. That is terrible news.
Okay. I have a bit of a problem with technology, but I will binge listen.
I'll
up to speed before the bout.
Good. Well, I'll set up your phone for you, Peter, if you like.
I get the ones with me and put them on loop and go to sleep listening to them.
Nice.
So you're all fighting in the next event. Has anyone got any thoughts of which fight they're most looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to Dan and the other guy.
Max.
I think
they're very well matched.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there'll be a lot of defensive play.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
I think both in the boxing and in the chess, I think there's going to be a lot of aggressive play, and I think there's going to be a lot of to and fro.
Yeah. I was going to ask, can we do, he's a kickboxer, isn't he? So can we do chess MMA a bit later on, some other time?
You can't do it under London Chess Boxing banner, but there's nothing to stop you two getting together.
That would be good fun.
You know.
I think if one of us survives, which is, as Peter has
calculated,
something which has a below 50% chance of happening.
Is it, he's already calculated that.
I'm more account the odds.
Have you been using your slide rule again, Peter?
I think we will become very good friends, but until that point... there can be no peace, and the shoes are off and the gloves are off.
Yeah. Let's just leave it there. Shall we?
And Peter, you got a few fans coming?
Yes, I have. With some various ages and backgrounds, so I'm hoping to get a good cheer from them.
Yep, and which fight are you looking forward to?
All of them except mine.
Oh, no, it's not that bad.
No, I think both Dan and Gare's fights are going to be interesting, and, they always come off on the night. It's always a great watch, and you get good cheers, and hopefully we're getting a good audience.
Yeah.
Get a couple of beers inside them, and shout heads off.
It's interesting, no one's really mentioned Cameron and Matt fighting.
Yeah, well that's the sort of...
Cameron's got a bit of a weight advantage, isn't he?
He has
a catch weight, it's a catch weight, yeah. Not a huge advantage, but an advantage nonetheless. And I don't know, because I'm not very good at chess. When I play people who are better than me, I obviously lose, and it's hard for me to gauge how good they are, because I don't really push them. So I don't really know. I mean, but Matt and Cameron would easily beat me, so it's hard for me to know how good they are compared to each other.
I think Matt's probably a bit better at speed chess.
Mm.
But I say that because I've beaten Cameron a few times.
I actually beat Cameron once, so I just want to bring that up, because it was a complete fluke.
Cameron is good, though, so it could go either way. And Cameron's probably going to have the edge on the boxing. So.
Well, we've got a new guy who's really friendly, actually, David Jarmack, who's... shown some interest in fighting. He's heavyweight, so I'm hoping that he might fight Cameron in December, perhaps. We'll be putting our tickets on sale next week for the December event. We've already lining up people. We've got Carl Ouch coming. So I'm not sure any of you will have seen him fight, because he fought for us some time ago, but he's probably the best pound-for-pound chess boxer in the world. Mm. He's going to be fighting Toby White, who you guys all know.
Yeah.
And then we've got a Finnish guy coming over who's going to be fighting Anthony, who I think you know from the gym.
What, Anthony Wright?
No, Anthony, the Irish guy.
Oh, yes.
So we'll put that together. Obviously, before then, we've got our fight, our next event coming up on the 6th of October. I think there are about 5 tickets left. You can get them at londonchessboxing.com. If you haven't got a ticket but you want to watch the action, you can watch it at twitch.tv/londonchessboxing. So Dan, have you got any messages for Max? Because you and him are quite colourful characters, other than telling him that he should lay off the hard drugs. Have you got any messages?
Okay, I retract that statement, firstly.
You meant non-soluble aspirin.
Be ready, Max, because I'm coming, and right now you're in the danger zone.
Do you classify yourself as a nerd?
As a nerd?
Because he loves nerd bashing.
Ooh. Good question. No, the truth is I am king of the jocks.
You're king of the jocks?
I'm king of the jocks.
Versus jock
and
talk.
I don't like the fact that he's appropriated my identity.
Is that right? So he's appropriated your identity? You sure about that? Because
he's taken my identity and he's made a mockery of it.
Well, Max, if you hear that, you better send us a video or some sort of comeback for that, because that's outrageous.
Please, another training montage would be very, very fun.
And Peter, have you got anything to say to the listeners? What are you looking forward to particularly?
Yeah, well, it's my first public fight and first public chess game for a number of years. So I'm really looking forward to it. But I mean, hopefully we'll get a full house and they'll be cheering us all on, because I think it's a pretty good event when it gets going.
Yes, it will be. We'll have signs for people to make up. There's lots of chanting that goes on. As you can see, we've picked a few entrance songs to get a few sing-alongs going. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. We've got Wayne Clark coming, fighting Sergio Levesque. World Heavyweight Championship fights. Doesn't get bigger than that. Sergio Levesque is an awesome fighter. And there's been a lot of beef between them. I don't know if you've been following that. Like, basically, Wayne Clark has been calling him fat all over social media.
Yeah.
I'm pretty disappointed that you guys don't listen to the podcast.
I listened to both of them. I thought they were good.
The Sergio Levesque one's really good, because Sergio's like, yeah, you can call me fat if you want, but I'm still going to beat you. It's fine. And Garo, before we go, anything you'd like to say, comment?
Well, for Brian?
Yeah.
Best of luck. I'll be rooting for you, man.
Okay, we'll wrap up there. Thanks very much, guys, for coming to the podcast. Once again, tickets, londonchessboxing.com. twitch.tv/londonchessboxing. We'll hope to see you all, listeners, next Saturday at the Dome, Tufnell Park. Thanks very much.
Bye.
See you later.